was born on this date in 1927 in England. The British singer and actress mastered a variety of styles, but was best known as the Queen of Jazz. Lane was born to a Jamaican father and an English mother. She quit school at the age of 14 and took a variety of jobs while auditioning for singing jobs. Her first break came in 1951 when she was hired as a vocalist for the Johnny Dankworth Seven, a well-known jazz group. In her 7 years dedicated solely to performing with the group, she gained a large following and also began to record. In 1958, the year she married Dankworth, she took her first theatrical role in Flesh to a Tiger, set in Jamaica. Her success in the part led her to take on a number of other acting roles throughout the years, and she was a regular on the weekly BBC television satire, That Was the Week That Was. In the meantime, she continued to stretch herself as a singer, and was the only singer to receive Grammy nominations in jazz, popular, and classical categories. Lane was made an officer of the Order of the British Empire in 1979, and in 1985 was the first British singer to win a Grammy Award for Best Female Jazz Vocalist. She also performed in plays by Euripides and Shakespeare, and took part in musical theater.
I'm so all alone, so alone in this great big city. Oh, lady be good to me.
On this date in 1989, Winkley Bridge at Turney's Ferry, one of the three bridges over the Little Red River, collapsed, killing 5 people. The bridge was known locally as Swinging Bridge and had become something of a tourist attraction after it was closed to vehicular traffic in 1972. The Statue of Liberty, a gift from the people of France, was dedicated in New York Harbor by President Grover Cleveland on this date in 1886. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grajeda.